Welcome back, everybody. It's Wednesday, April 17th, 2024. It's National Crawfish Day, created a few years ago by a place that serves crawfish and a site that creates shareable content. But it has caught on, so we'll acknowledge it here, too. Happy National Crawfish Day. Born on this date in 1973, former NBA player Theo Ratliff of Demopolis. We're going to spend a few minutes today on state politics. We have runoff results, ex-governors taking a stand, and education money. My name's Ike Morgan, and we're down in Alabama. The GOP's hopes to continue representing Alabama's 2nd congressional district lie with a first-time candidate against a Democrat who worked in the Obama administration, reports AL.com's Mike Kaysen. Now, that was the district that was redrawn to favor the Democrats. And while more people voted in the Republican primary than the Democratic primary last month, more people voted in yesterday's Democratic runoff. Attorney Caroline Dobson defeated former state senator and Montgomery auto dealer Dick Brubaker. Dobson grew up in Monroe County and practiced law in Texas until moving to Montgomery about 5 years ago. Her win was boosted by the 69% she carried in Mobile County. She'll face Shamari Figures, the son of State Senator Vivian Davis Figures and the late former State Senator Michael Figures. Shamari Figures was chief of staff for Attorney General Merrick Garland before moving back to Mobile to run for office. He defeated current Alabama House Minority Leader Anthony Daniels in the Democratic runoff. Speaking of state legislators, a $9.8 billion state education budget has been passed by the Alabama House of Representatives, reports AL.com's Trisha Powell Crane and Rebecca Griesbach. Now, it would be a 6.25 increase over the current budget. That's the biggest increase state law will allow. But you can add to it supplemental appropriations of around $1.7 billion from the Advancement and Technology Fund and unexpected tax revenue. It would mean a 2% raise for most education employees, on top of our undying appreciation that you really can't put a price tag on. It would raise starting teachers' pay to $47,600, and it includes a new health sciences high school in Demopolis and more money for principals and assistant principals. The package now moves to the Senate. Well, it seems increasingly rare to see a Democrat and a Republican team up for a cause. Now, I don't think it's that they're on the opposite side of everything as much as they just don't want to admit they see eye to eye on something. You're risking political capital if people find out that you think the guys on the other side are human. The secret might be to find those who don't have much political capital left to lose and team them up. Two former Alabama governors, one who resigned under the threat of impeachment and one who spent time in prison, have thrown their support behind a bill that would retroactively ban judges from overriding a jury's decision in death penalty trials. The governors supporting the bill are Republican Robert Bentley and Democrat Don Siegelman. The bill is an effort specifically to reverse instances in which juries handed down life sentences in capital murder cases, but then had judges change the sentences to death. Now, that's known as judicial override, and it was banned in Alabama in 2017. But the current law wasn't written to cover those who are already on death row as a result of judicial override. The bill to make the law retroactive, which will be debated in committee today, is sponsored in the House of Representatives by Chris England, a Tuscaloosa Democrat. You may have received an Amber Alert message on your phone yesterday afternoon that said a 5-year-old boy had reportedly been abducted out of Montgomery by his 13-year-old sister. They had not been seen since the previous evening. The Amber Alert was canceled late last night. AL.com's Carol Robinson reports that Montgomery police confirmed to her that both children were found unharmed in Selma. Now, here's a snapshot of current college athletics. What happens when your men's basketball program reaches the Final Four for the first time in school history? Well, apparently, it means a bunch of players leave the team. News that Alabama forward Nick Pringle would enter the transfer portal meant that five of the Crimson Tide scholarship players have chosen to enter the portal since the end of the NCAA tournament. Also, a move for Pringle would land him at his fourth college. I had a hard enough time making classes without having to learn a new campus every year or two. The other scholarship players in the portal are Davin Cosby, Rylan Griffin, Sam Walters, and Chris Parker. And Huntsville's new big music festival has a name, reports AL.com's Matt Wake. The South Star Music Festival now has a website and a social media presence, but it hasn't yet released an artist lineup or ticket prices. It'll be held on Saturday and Sunday, September 28th and 29th. Now that's bold, as any wedding planner will tell you, to plan a weekend event during football season in Alabama. That Saturday will be Alabama, Georgia, and Auburn, Oklahoma, both home games. On the website, organizers do make mention of a giant sports bar. Thank y'all so much for listening. We're going to be back here again tomorrow. Until then, y'all come on by and see what we're doing on the internet at al.com.